This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia!
I am your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Speed skater, tension hater, stuck on an elevator. Called or killed it.
Woo! You're on top of an elevator, my friend.
Oh, right. I'm on top of the elevator.
Even better.
And, of course, Emily Axford.
Coming for your elevator doors, Calliope Petrichor.
Rend that elevator
Rend
stuff.
Rend it. Gnarl it. And then, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
The name is Potato Skinderson.
No.
But you can call me Tater because you are my Frienderson's.
Wait. Did you yeah. ended with Tater,
uh-huh.
and then you made the rhyme Frienderson?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say that Caldwell's kind of like the E.E. Cummings of intro.
I would call myself that too.
Yeah.
He just kind of doesn't go for rhyme schemes as much as
rhyme themes.
Uh-huh. Rhyme themes.
Yeah, rhyme themes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if that were to be written out on a page, it would look like a little like meandering trail along a river.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold. Let's go ahead and do a little recap. So last time, you returned to the mob goblin camp, covered in shit and licking your wounds, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
That night, as you went to sleep, Callie had a moment with Foster, who psychically walked her through a string of memories, including the time she ran off with the mysterious egg and an incident before that. While her mother and sister were making spell components out of plants in the Feywild, a sentient sunflower told Callie that someday the wild would take it all back. Their eyes turned red, just like Foster's, and she woke up from the dream by hearing war horns blaring in the camp. As the soldiers rushed into position, Ma Goblin briefed you aboard the ship. Beatrix had made her move and boarded the mothership air yacht. Ma told you that it was imperative to find her during the raid because she was the only one likely to know where to find Alexandrite's core. You donned your disguises, dressed as B-classes, and were flown to the mothership. After a quick pass through the docking bay, you made your way to the lobby where you were accosted by a diligent guard. One strange lie about bees later.
All right, so it was like that the dragon elves had like summoned bees on us, but I didn't get to say all that, did I?
A fight broke out, an alarm was sounded, and you all boarded an elevator in total chaos. Mm-hmm. Ma Goblin attempted to hack it, leading to a malfunction as you were forced to fight dozens of mothership goons on various floors.
Emphasis on attempted.
Attempted. Actually didn't fight that many goons.
Hey, she eventually got it.
She did. I loved it.
You succeeded by stunning them, throwing them at each other, and rending the door closed. Mm-hmm. Finally, Ma Goblin was able to gain full control of the elevator system. Callie cast Featherfall, and you all glided on Foster to another elevator at the end of the shaft.
Yeah.
At the end of the shaft. Sick.
Nice.
And that's where we are now.
I think as we soar through the sky, maybe we hear some heavy metal.
Crazy. But that's how it goes. Millions of people. Okay, so you guys have landed on this elevator. You had just jumped down using Foster. The one that you were just on was malfunctioning and ascending. So we'll say this one was going down. You're at about the 70th floor right now.
Okay.
You guys hear the loud clanking of machinery, and you see cogs on the wall twist and turn to accommodate the pulleys of the various elevators. Over the buzzing of machines, you hear Ma Goblin in your earpiece Calder go, under and in. Okay, that was an interesting start to things.
Yeah. Thanks for all your help.
Hey, no, sorry about the first few rounds there. That was tough stuff.
Totally cool. We fucked up too.
Hey, we all fucked up. Let's try not to fuck up anymore, okay?
Right, yeah. No one wants to die. I used too many spells.
Callie used too many spells.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, unrelated, my ear is infected.
Yes.
Oh, fine, I lay on hands again.
Too big of a hole there, yeah. You got the gauge
a lot of
up.
Exposure.
That's why it's called the gauge.
Yeah, I need
gauge
a bigger earring. Yeah.
Right, okay. Here's the good news.
Okay.
I thought Beatrix would end up being a cover for you guys, but you may have ended up being a cover for her.
Look at that.
Maybe wow. That helps us win her over, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, less fucking up and more sucking up, right?
We do suck.
Okay.
You don't suck down, you suck up.
You suck up.
We don't have to talk about how much we suck, necessarily.
Sorry.
Beatrix has gotten deeper. Her jammer just went off on the 56th floor.
56.
In the T block. The area
floor.
Is restricted, and I've got no information on it on my end, so it must be something good. So to help you guys kind of get a sense of that out of character, the mothership is 100 stories tall, as we've said, but it's also sectioned off by letters left to right. Mm. So the far left of the ship is the A block, and the far right is the Z block. You guys are sort of in the left center of the ship right now, so you're in the G block.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Ma Goblin continues.
We're trying to get to starboard.
Yeah. So Ma Goblin goes, the elevators will take you up and down, but we need to get you deeper into the ship to the T block. For that, we're going to need to get you onto a tram.
All right. The trams are going cross.
Great.
Trams go cross. Elevators go up and down. Okay. I'm going to direct this elevator to the transportation hub on the 50th floor. Do not get off on the floor itself because it will be swarming with guards. At first, they'll probably go towards the one that you guys were just on, but eventually they will find you there.
Right.
Can we just opt to the top of the tram?
Yes, good idea.
I throw up another hang loose sign and say we could essentially surf it.
Cowabunga.
She absolutely does not see this because she's on an earring, an earpiece. She goes,
Alvin, describe it to her.
I'm also on the other side here.
Yeah, but you know.
I don't know what you guys are doing. You guys, I heard the cracking of fingers as you made some sort of finger.
I have carpal tunnel.
Yeah,
it's a classic dexterity fight.
The bones were popping
problem.
A lot.
It's just kind of like an aloha attitude.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you're always rainy, so your joints must just be inflamed.
Yeah.
So, you guys continue descending while standing atop this elevator. It begins to clank louder as it starts to slow down. And you hear Alexandrite muffled from within the car going,
approaching 50th floor, transportation hub.
Look alive.
All right.
As you pass the 51st floor, you see the shaft opens up into a giant terminal of cable car tracks and elevators. Trams whiz by in different directions. There's a cacophony of mechanized sounds.
Do we see girders we could scramble across?
So everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
Okay.
All right. 9.
7.
Okay.
17.
Great. All right.
Thank God.
Calliope Sea Glass Sunnies, which we haven't talked about in a hot minute, are fucking unfogged, unclogged.
Holy shit, those are thick.
You put on
the
thick
Coke bottle.
Prescription sunglasses underground. You guys see there are trams heading west towards the A block. I'll say, actually, Callie, with that perception check, I think what that means is that you have sort of a better bearing of where you guys are based on kind of how you entered. So you kind of know the east from the west and are able to kind of navigate where you think these trains might be going. So you see trams heading west towards the A block. and one's heading east towards the Z block. You know you need to head west from where you are. You see there are fast-moving trains, which are likely essentially expresses that make fewer stops. That might be for, like, higher-up executives or something that they get in and they get taken to, like, you know, TUV XYZ. Mm-hmm. And there are slower ones that look like they're going to stop every block. The fast-moving ones seem more dangerous on first glance, but the slow-moving ones are going to be constantly stopping with more right. opportunities to get caught.
Okay.
Right.
Can you describe, like, the look of the tram? Is it like the Universal Studios Hollywood tour, or is it more like
No, it's more like a subway.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like an underground tram. Okay. Yeah,
get onto a roof of it.
Yes, you can absolutely get onto a roof of it. Yeah, you see all of these. There are a bunch of girders and everything, like, holding up this whole area. But you also see a bunch of pulleys and wires and stuff. These are essentially, I said subway, but they're more like fast-moving cable cars.
Okay.
I'm going to turn to Foster real quick and say, you still have that potion of invisibility? All right, we might need that just in case.
Smart.
Yeah.
I feel like let's just jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fast Sweet. Car? Fast train?
You got a fast.
Train's
you
got a
fast Leap train. For the fast train. If you miss, you'll be on the slow train.
That's words to live by.
I've read Beautiful. That on a hand towel before.
Everybody, right, go ahead and give me athletics checks.
16 for Saul.
Okay.
21.
18 for Callie.
You guys all successfully time it. As this elevator is passing the 51st floor and going down to the transportation hub, before you guys actually get to the floor itself, where you can, I'll say, you can even hear the sounds of activity in the floor below you as security wow. officers are, like, gathering in the little terminal down there. You guys jump off and time it with a tram heading eastward.
Going off the rails on a crazy tram.
You guys get on top of this tram. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
All right.
Woo. Are we fighting the tram?
You are not fighting
16.
The tram.
Oh, too bad. Final Fantasy VI would do
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
14.
That's true.
17. I suplex the tram.
16, yeah.
So, you guys zip through the tram tunnel surrounded by the glowing lights of machinery that blur as you pass them.
We've had so many good landscapes and visuals on this fucking very secret mission.
Yeah. Up ahead, you guys see four pairs of flying drones.
Of course.
You guys can hide to try to avoid them or try to shoot them. It's up to you. Would you guys say you when you landed, would you have gone into like a stealth position? Do you guys want to like lay low or what do you want to do?
I land yeah. with thunder lightning, but then drop to my belly like a cat who's scared.
Okay. Yeah, we've made enough noise. I think we're trying to be quiet.
Yeah, I'm trying to save some spells.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we probably like drop down in between two cars, like hanging on the side Ooh. So they can't see us up top.
Everybody go ahead and give me stealth checks.
Great.
14.
Just a flat 10.
Okay.
I also got a 10.
Okay. Yeah, so it's definitely tough. Like, you guys jump down onto this train. It's going fucking fast. You guys sort of rock back, try to get in a position. Saul tries to, like, climb down. Callie gets low. You guys are trying to not be seen. I'm going to roll for each pair.
We're very brightly colored. This blue is extremely crackling.
First two get a 15, cool. So they do see you. So we're going to say the first... Three are going to go after Saul, so that's six attacks. You see, they buzz down, they fly down. Intruder, intruder, pachoo, pachoo.
You can't get enough of this cute tongue.
Alvin, you hear loudly through Calder's ear go, is he still doing that?
I don't
he
think...
Still,
yeah, no,
I don't know that he got the message.
We're not going to get through to him.
Yeah. Okay. 16 hit on the first attack, misses.
Misses.
15 hit on the second attack.
Missy.
Second drone completely misses. Third drone completely misses. Next.
Damn, maybe the tongue is cute.
Saul's using it like a matador.
Next three drones will go after Callie.
Ooh, be careful. It's rainy around me. Be good for your circuitry.
Pachoo, pachoo.
Especially if you've got a cold.
First one misses.
Pachoo.
Thank you for considering me. Nat 1 doesn't do anything.
Yes.
Last one takes shots at Callie. Jesus Christ, I'm really terrible. But on the last one hits okay. for 5 damage, Callie.
Okay.
Last two go after Calder. Oh boy. First one completely misses on 2 shots. Next one gets a nat 20 on its second attack.
Protection, paladin. I throw out my umbrella.
Rerolls.
Careful, that'll pierce your ears.
I think I do pierce a little bit of his second
ear.
Oh,
God. Yeah, you block with the umbrella. Nat 1 on the reroll.
Holy
shit. Guys, do that.
And the last drone misses twice. So you guys are being pursued by 8 drones.
Oof.
Who land on the tram with you guys to keep up, and they have like little spider-like legs that start clacking on the tram.
It's cute. It's really cute.
Saul, that is your turn.
Okay. Careful, Saul. These are impossible to hit.
Pew, pew.
I'm a little drone.
It's invincible, Saul. Run.
There's a big red mothership logo. It's very easy to target. I want to grab one, and using my reach, which is 10 feet, I want to hold it under the wheels of the train.
Mm. Oh, that would work. It's, yeah. It's probably about 10 feet tall. Go ahead and give me a contested athletics check.
Okay.
So this drone tries to get away. Pew, pew. Ow, stop. Rolled a natural 19. That's a 20.
Well, I got a natural 2. So shout out, my friends.
You guys see this drone?
Good
starts
idea, though.
Starts
repeat
to over,
that in the future.
Overpower Saul's tongue.
Don't make it cute. Make it angry.
Callie, that's your turn.
Okay. Do I know, like, okay, Alexandri? I talked to my belly button. Alexandri?
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead and give me a deception check, because you guys are, like, back on the grid now.
Oh. Yeah, we have, like, fake IDs.
That is a dirty 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, she just kind of shows up, and it's not, like, a thing where she's tracking you or anything like that. It's just the helpful old Siri Alexandrite. Ah, hello, Glenifer. Good to see you again.
Yes, Glenifer, heiress to Sky Days. I want to know, these drones, are they here for, like, protecting the tram or just going after intruders? Because I'm worried about the integrity of some of these wires. There might be a shower of sparks that I'm looking at.
The drones in the tram system are there to detect intruders.
Okay, so prestidigitation would not be applicable in this situation. I'm just going to take out my umbrella. Thank you so much,
Alexandra. It was great talking to you, Glenifer.
You too. We should talk more.
We can.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Nothing.
Okay, yeah, you're one question. Of those bitches, huh? All right. Well, RIP my spell slots. I'm going to shatter all of them.
Do they do a dex save?
They do a con save.
Okay.
And if a creature made of inorganic material, such as stone, crystal, or metal, has disadvantage on the save.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I love our shatter era.
All of them fail.
They all take 15 damage.
They all look super hurt, but are all still up. They are all sputtering and still spitting arrows.
Okay. You had to try.
I mean, that was incredible.
After Callie, that is Calder's turn.
Okay.
Oh, you can cleave through them. I know you.
Oh, yeah, spin attack.
Fucking stomp these spiders out.
Calder pushes himself up and finds a shaky stance on the top of the train and just says, I might die, but I'm taking you with me.
We're just little drones.
No, that's what you want us to think.
Calder, shatter the plants.
Do you have pilots? Is someone piloting you?
No, we're very little.
But you've taught me a valuable...
No, I meant, like, is someone remote piloting you?
No.
You have taught me a valuable lesson, that little things are powerful, too.
And
he's talking about you, Saul.
That is a 25 to hit.
Well,
Fucking finally. 15 damage to the first one.
You blow through 2 of them.
Yes.
Mm. Just baseball bat swing, blow up 2.
15 hit the second.
Misses.
Oh!
I have to fucking action, sir.
Yes, you do. Thank Sick. God.
Fuck this. 17 hit.
Hits.
There we go.
Shout out to the
2. No!
Oh, rough.
18 damage.
Take out 2, and another one looks messed up. 4 left.
Four left. Okay.
Nice.
After Calder's turn, at initiative 1, you hear Ma Goblin in your ear go, these drones can send security messages out. I'm going to go ahead and do sort of an area of effect thing and disconnect them from the network. She's going to go ahead and do like a hacking check.
Whoa.
And she succeeds. It's very
so cool. Yes.
It's low DC for her to do things like that. So these things can... You know, like, if something sees them, they can do something. But, yeah, you see this magic aura comes out from Calder, and there's this little magical effect on these dudes.
She's got her hacker legs now. You're done.
That is the second lair action. You guys continue blowing past several blocks of offices. You hear muffled...
I'm going down the road.
Besides just Crazy Train, you hear Alexandrite going,
H block, I block.
And as you pass the ladder, you guys see two turrets on either side of the tunnel begin shooting security laser grids randomly. Guys, go ahead and give me dex saves to avoid them.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
18.
19.
You guys all pass. Guys, describe to me how you dodge these lasers, starting with Callie.
I think I do an aerial cartwheel over them.
Sick. You do an aerial cartwheel over them. Some of the drones go, ooh.
And I wink at one. Glenifer is horned up.
Saul, what do you do?
Saul crouches down and then leaps up and just like corkscrews through them. And as he corkscrews, he in slow motion sees two people passing by in an office building. They're having a secret forbidden romance and they kiss.
Wow. What about you, Calder?
I do kind of like a skate through and a hockey stop right at the edge of the train.
Very sick. So you guys pass this by.
I hope the security cameras caught us. Because we look good.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
Right. I don't hope they caught us.
I don't know.
They did, I want the footage.
Right. Albin, you got that though, right? Via the earring?
I can just hear stuff. So I hear sounds of, it sounds like a train going fast. Did I hear lasers? I feel like the lasers were buzzing.
There were lasers.
Cool. Did anyone do anything cool?
Yeah, Callie did an aerial somersault.
Okay.
Real thing.
Very cool stuff.
Uh-huh. Saul saw an affair.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Wow, that sounds juicy.
Uh-huh. It was very illicit. Someone was grabbing on someone else's tie, you know, the whole shebang.
Wow.
They cleared a desk.
Wow, that sounds like straight out of a movie.
That's
what an incredible time.
I don't even think people do that in real life.
Well, they got
not
an
without remorse, at least.
That is the drone's turn. There's four left.
Did any of them get sliced?
One on... it's security thing. They're programmed to not get sliced by it. One on each of you, and then an extra one on Calder. Why not? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Good.
First two attacks against Saul. Misses. Second one takes two attacks against Callie. Pew, pew. 21 on the second attack. 5 damage.
Can I take a healing potion?
It's yours.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Last two go after Calder. First one misses both of its attacks. Second one, 17 on the higher one, misses both attacks. Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Great.
That is Saul's turn.
Cool. I feel like Saul is excited to try out the maneuver that didn't work last time, so he's going to try and grapple another drone.
Sick. Contested athletics.
All right, here we go.
Nat one. I'd say unless you roll an at one. You guys are going to both be so pathetic if you roll an at one.
Don't do it, man.
You guys are going to bullshit yourselves. He's going to shoot oil all over the place.
Don't make it sound so funny, Murph. Yeah.
Don't do what everyone's expecting.
Don't curse my already cursed fingers.
Yeah, you see this hurt droid starts farting out oil.
Yeah.
That's an 8, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Suck on that.
You got 8.
You freaking grab this.
Chomp, chomp.
You grab this drone with your tongue. You whip it down. You pull up your... tongue at the last second, and this cable car goes right over the drone and blows it up.
And that's cute about that.
And I can only do that once as an action, right?
You can only do it once. It's a grapple, yeah.
Okay, cool. And as a bonus action,
you can do a punch. These guys are at low HP.
Yeah, you let me punch as a bonus? Thing.
Totally.
Excellent. I will do a punch.
Cool.
No, I won't. That's a 12.
Does not do it.
All right, great.
That is Callie's turn.
I'm still thinking about the affair.
Okay, I think I've got to be conservative, so I'm just going to swing my umbrella at one.
Sick.
18.
18 hits.
Okay, I'm not using anything fancy. I got to save it. I rolled an 8 on the die, becomes a 16.
Boom.
Callie, you kill 2, and you get one that is just sputtering and spewing oil everywhere.
I drink in the oil.
What?
Feeds
Why?
Me.
Weird behavior. Calder, that's your turn. This
I
one.
Look at Saul and I'm like, I feel really sick from the oil.
Surrender.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
That doesn't go. Stays there.
Yield, I said.
I yield. Okay.
Forget it.
That is a 24 and a 22.
It's nice. You, no matter what, will kill this drone. It's at 1 HP. Go ahead and finish this drone.
I eat it.
Be
Never
careful.
Mind.
Be careful,
Never
Calder.
Mind. You can't
the
do what you
oil
want.
Made me really sick to okay. my stomach.
I bite into its gear. Wow. Now. I grab it out of the sky and I bite into its gear. My goblin goes,
do I hear the sound of me. Brittle teeth biting into metal? Don't do that.
I never noticed, but Calder has a really cute tongue.
Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming from a guy with a hot tongue, that means a lot.
It's like you've just constantly been drinking blue Gatorade.
How's mine? I stick it out and you see that I have three tongue piercings.
Oh my
Alternative.
God.
You guys, at the next lair action, you hear the muffled voice of Alexandrite from the tram go,
now arriving at J Block.
As the train slows down, it slows down rapidly. You guys are all standing up. Everyone go ahead and give me dex saving throws to stay on your feet.
Oof. Eef. That's only a 10.
23 for Saul.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm very sticky.
That's a 12 for Callie.
Saul, you stay standing. Calder and Callie, you guys both flop forward and take 10 damage.
Ah.
Ow.
Oh.
I'm going to just use Stone's Endurance and shake that off.
Sick. Yeah, you turn turn to ice as you crash into the train.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen. I feel good.
I see what Calder does, and I try to do the same thing.
You just land. You are water, so
oh,
you
no.
are just very much affected by hitting the
I splash into a puddle.
Is that a garbage bag full of water? What happened? Oh, Callie!
It's a water balloon.
Just all of her rain starts to turn to blood as it starts to go everywhere.
I'm sorry I got hit in a way that I started crying. I don't know why.
It's okay. Let it out. Let it out. It's mostly oil.
So I'll say you guys have wiped out all the drones. So the next lair action, you guys have some time to prepare. Everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
Great.
Nat 20.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Once again, my sea glass sunnies.
I'll say Callie spots this right away. You guys don't even have to worry. Callie, you see that as the train begins speeding up again, it begins twisting and turning through different blocks and traveling quickly through the mothership. You see there are four more security turrets coming up that are shooting lasers out. Once again, it looks like you guys are going to have to brace yourselves and jump through these lasers.
With a nat 20, can I communicate this to everyone so we can have like advantage?
So you guys have advantage.
Nice.
But everyone has to do it twice. There are more lasers this time.
Got it.
So everybody give me two dex saves with advantage.
Okay, great.
18 for the first one.
Passes.
Ooh, 21 for the second.
Passes
21
both.
For the first one.
Passes.
24 and 23.
Passes both.
That one, but then a 17 becomes a 22. So 21 and 22.
Yeah. How do you guys jump through these lasers?
This time I do an aerial, but with my umbrella out. So I do it kind of slow motion, actually.
Oh, sick.
Calder does these figure skating pirouettes, figure eight, a spin.
The lasers are just going all around you as you swing your leg around, dodging each one.
Y'all, you're not going to believe it. I saw two more cases of infidelity.
Wow. How do you know they're not just coworkers dating that are single?
I saw them remove rings.
Yeah, so you very weirdly see somebody with very expensive equipment on their desk just push over a full desktop computer and throw someone else on top of it as they start making out.
Just so many crystals shattering to the ground.
Doug Divergent is not okay with this.
Tater says, God, I wish that was me.
Glenifer Skydays is thinking about the spring menu.
On to the next round. As the tram continues, you guys eventually hear Alexandrite muffled go,
next stop. You block.
No, you.
So it would appear that you guys are about to blow past the T block. It's not going to stop there. So how are you guys going to proceed? Saul, that is your turn.
Saul is remembering the alphabet song in his head to make sure where he's at. And he's like, oh, we got to go. Okay, so I guess I'm just going to try and jump.
Sick.
Since I can extend my gauntlets 10 feet, can I just like jump and like as an attack grab them too?
Yeah, I'll say.
Oh, I can actually, I have a tongue whip, which is a modified thorn whip, so I can grab someone with that.
Totally.
Ooh.
So I'll say that you jump. Go ahead and do an acrobatics check.
I'm good at this. Caldwell, you're good at this.
I believe in you.
I'm good at this. That's going to be a 22.
Sweet. You time it perfectly. You jump out. You roll as soon as you hit the T-tram station and you land. I'll say you get ready to dart your tongue out to grab anybody who fails to essentially give them advantage.
Awesome. Thank you.
That is Callie's turn.
Okay. I take out my umbrella and it's time for me to commute. Nat 20 again.
Yes!
Callie lands perfectly. Callie, you jump, you pull out your umbrella, and like Mary Poppins, you just land perfectly in the tram station. Calder, that's your turn.
I grow skis like I'm in a slalom doing moguls.
Do I hear skis on top of a tram?
I don't know what's going on. And I got a 23.
Sick.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
You jump out. You make like big ice blocks on the bottom of your feet. I'll say that you're the last one to go. So the tram was about to blow past the station. You put your feet up. The ice explodes and shatter below your feet, absorbing all of the impact. And you are able to slide down the wall and land in the tram station safely.
Awesome.
Did you catch the name tags on anyone that you saw having affairs? Because it'd be good ammo if we get in a bad situation.
Murph, can I roll a perception check?
You guys are fucking pushing it.
Not even name tag. You know, some people have on their desk that like
list.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah.
Employee of the month.
Okay. Or like,
go ahead and
like
roll. Roll
like,
two nat 20s right. in a row.
All right, gladly.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yep, you got it.
Easy.
Roll two nat 20s in a row.
I'm so good at this. I
yep,
always
you got
roll
it.
Nat
first 20s. One, nat 20.
Oh, this is a 10. That's half a 20.
Okay.
Wow.
No.
Can I roll the other one just to see? Just
yeah,
to see?
Sure.
Just to see.
Sure.
That's a 15.
Great. Real good stuff.
Just let me keep rolling.
No. No. Okay.
All right.
So you guys have just arrived at T Station. You see that it is this long hallway with access to different doors, many of which look to be offices. Ma Goblin pipes into your earpiece. All right, so things are about to start getting more restricted. That means less guards and more security bots.
Okay,
there should be a stairwell near you. That'll be less dangerous probably than an elevator.
Okay, is that to the Lucy or Reginald?
I don't know exactly where you are. Guys, go ahead and give me perception checks.
Lucy and Reginald are our code names?
13.
21.
Oh, yeah.
For Glenifer.
You guys pretty quickly find a door to a nearby stairwell.
Okay.
You guys see that there is a short walkway and a stairway heading down and one heading up. Above and below you, you guys hear the whirring and clanging of security bots. You know that you have 6 floors to go to get up to where Beatrix is. T-block 56.
Is this
floor.
A time where we could catch our breath and take that short rest?
You want to take a little short rest?
Yeah.
You guys can take a moment, certainly.
I wouldn't hate it.
You know, I think I know with being stealthy, but I think I am going to play a little song of rest. So I take out my bird pipes and I play a sweet Adam Duritz solo.
Wow.
Yeah. Just a little sparrow that
just
says that.
The end of, what song is that? Is that Anna Begins?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought it was Long December.
I don't know.
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's the end of Long December. Sweet. So you guys hide out in the stairwell. Take a moment to catch your breath.
I've got my hit points and my fey step and not much else.
All right.
I'm full of key, baby.
I got some stuff.
Okay. So you guys, here's how I'm going to say this is going to work. There are definitely security bots and stuff on these stairwells, but not on every single floor. So there's going to be encounter checks, but you guys can do a roll on a 1 through a 10. There will be people there. On an 11 through a 20, you're lucky, and there's nobody on that floor.
3.
Okay. You guys,
it's like golf, lower the better.
You guys start climbing up to the 51st floor, and you see that there is a clockwork enforcer and a clockwork hound marching back and forth. You hear the clang of the steel of the clockwork enforcer, and the little hound is going around. Rough, searching for intruders. No intruders detected. Rough, searching for intruders. No intruders detected. Rough, just over and over again.
I don't like his tone.
Mm-hmm. How do we stay not detected?
I mean, I don't think it's wise for me to use a pass without trace here. That's what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about spending it all on these clockworks.
Right,
yeah.
We've got the potion of invisibility, but that's just one of us.
Yeah.
How stealthy are you guys?
I'm stealthy.
If I drank the invisibility and
double
used your stealth.
Digits stealthy.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. I could climb along the walls.
Okay.
All right.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's right. try it. Yeah, let's Sick. Try to like climb up the...
Okay.
It's time for Divergent to disappear.
Calder is going to use an invisibility potion. So he is gone, disappears.
Later.
Callie and Saul.
I can still hear you breathing.
I'm going to go ahead
you
and
still
roll.
See my frosty breath.
These dudes are actively on the lookout, so they are going to do
the 400-pound version.
Actual perception checks. So, guys, go ahead and give me your stealth checks, and then I will roll for these guys.
Okay, come on. Do I need to roll one if I'm invisible?
You don't have to roll. You're invisible.
Awesome.
24 for Callie.
Okay.
17 for Saul.
Okay. So the Clockwork Hound is going to roll first. What did you get?
17.
You see, as you guys start to crawl up, the hound looks up and goes to bite at Saul.
Gah!
As you're climbing. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
No! Mm.
Intruder, alert! Intruder, alert! Bark, bark!
Frogs Another hate nat dogs.
20. Nat 20, nat 13.
It's going to be a nat 20.
Oh! Initiative. 18.
Callie, you are first.
Are we trying to engage this? You're invisible. I've stealthed.
Oh, I will say, Saul hasn't seen you yet,
yeah.
Callie.
Okay. So that is
They've only
me.
Seen me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right. you are...
What
you
exactly? One intruder. Alert. Bark, bark. One intruder. Bark.
I gotta get all the way to the 100th floor. That's my mission. Here we go.
Bark, bark.
I think I'm just gonna beat feet.
Yeah.
Sick. Okay, so you just keep stealthing Smart. Up the stairs.
I think I stealth up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a lone wolf that's also a frog. Chase me.
Saul, that is your turn.
I guess I'll go in the opposite direction and try and like lose them and
so
then
you're
double
gonna
back.
Run down?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna dash or what are you gonna do?
How long is this corridor that we're in?
I mean, it goes up and down. You could go down infinite to 100 floors. Like, yeah, you're on the 51st floor. You have plenty of room to run, yeah.
What I'm going to do is I would like to run my regular 45 feet, and I'm going to cast Step of the Wind. And what I want to do is I want to try and, like, round a corner and then jump into, like, an exposed vent or something like that to try and just, like, hide and lose them and then double back.
Sick. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's what I will do. I will allow you to... Normally, monks don't get hide as a bonus action.
Right.
But I will let you use, like, your movement to try to hide so because you use Step of the Wind. So you rush down. You see they start to take after you.
Right.
They have not acted yet. But you rush down. You try to jump up. Go ahead and give me another stealth check.
I push over a cardboard cutout of Patina Glen bottle. And then I round a corner.
How
okay.
dare.
This I is a stealth.
Another stealth check, yeah.
That's a 23.
Sick. Okay, so Saul, you rush down the stairs, bound down them. You jump up and you fucking Spider-Man just hang on to the back of the stairwell. Calder, that is your turn. They don't get to act yet, but you see that they're about to go chase Saul.
All right, I guess I'll follow Glenifer.
Okay, keep following Glenifer up. Saul, you do see that the dog and the enforcer continue rushing down the stairs. Bark, bark, the intruder is this way. Bark, bark.
Just such a sassy bark. Is anyone else hearing that?
And yeah, you see they go down to like the 50th floor.
Okay, I wait a safe amount of time, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to drop down and tiptoe back to Glenifer and Doug.
Sweet.
Potato, you're back.
Good to see you, Skinderson.
Skinderson
Good
reunites.
Good work, Skinderson.
Hey, Skinderson is Anderson.
You've got a job at Sky Days if you ever want it.
I desperately do.
So
my father invented the potato.
You guys,
I invented Sky
You guys Day. Go wow. up past the 51st floor. 52nd floor, go ahead and give me an encounter check. 11 through 20, it's all clear.
I'll roll this one.
Wild strategy to let Caldwell roll.
we've been sharing.
Okay,
them.
Yeah. Still
Eight.
Wild strategy. Still bad.
Eight. You do see another clockwork enforcer is up here on the 52nd.
No dog?
Floor. This one does not have a dog.
Oh, no dog. Thank God.
I am dogless.
And you're Douglas.
Oh my God, are you also a virgin?
Have you shown yourself?
No.
Canonically?
Yeah, I think we maybe...
Try to stealth?
Stealth again?
The same, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
We're shy.
18.
God damn it, y'all. That's going to be a 12.
Okay, this dude got a 10 on it.
Oh!
So you managed to sneak past.
Yes. Awesome.
This robot is so sad that it doesn't have a dog, that it is just looking down at its feet as you walk past.
Yeah.
So you guys sneak past. On the 53rd floor, go ahead and give me another encounter check.
Get a cat. It could live inside your armor.
14. Who said that?
What?
14?
Yeah.
Nothing's up here.
Yes.
So you guys, I will say though, you guys reached the 53rd floor. The offices that you've passed as you've been climbing up the stairs.
Full of affairs.
The doors have been closed. And you see that this one has been kicked in. According to Ma Goblin, Beatrix is on the 56th floor, but here on the 53rd floor, it does seem like she could have been here as well, or somebody else was here.
Oh, can we peek in? I'm invisible. Can I just
poke my head in?
Give a nice gander?
Sweet. I'll say Saul and Callie, you guys are kind of waiting on the outside. Calder, you are invisible and go inside. Go ahead and give me an investigation check or a perception check. Also, you could do with advantage.
Thank you.
I would love to have cast guidance on him.
Shout out to the two crew on the first one. And that's a 3 on the second.
Okay.
Can I...
You guys can go in. It doesn't seem like there's anybody here.
Okay. Okay. I go in and I put on my detective blazer.
Okay.
Mm. I'm like remembering the airship.
Okay.
Don't bother. There's nothing in here.
Callie and...
That's a trash can.
Saul, give me a perception or investigation check. Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'll stay outside and keep watch.
Okay.
That is 13.
13. Okay.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
So you guys enter these offices and you see a large open floor plan, dozens of desks.
Oh, so demoralizing. Mm.
Large floor to ceiling windows that overlook the night sky. You see the twinkling lights of the city below and airships passing by. And in the center of the office, you see there are large dioramas, many of them of prototype air yachts.
Oh.
I would like to further investigate those.
As you go over, you see that there is one over a mountain city that says that is labeled
Iron Deep.
That's over Iron Deep, Mothership West. See, there is one with a model air yacht over Marin Gate, the Sea Elf and Eladrin Trade City. This is called Mothership South. And you also see that there is one hovering over Frostwind called Mothership North. And Calder, when you see this one, you know the history of the Frigid North is that there was once this great mountain called Mount Forge that had collapsed 200 years ago. And where it once stood, there is this giant rift in the material plane that lights up the night sky with a majestic purple. Your village is one of many that exists in the remains of the great mountain amongst the smaller mountains and hills of the Frigid North. And you see that this mothership Ariat casts a shadow that not only eclipses Frostwind, but the remains of Mount Forge as well.
I will not be living in that shadow.
I mean, can we pocket these blueprints? Because if these blueprints will contain likely some information about how to fell them if they ever get made.
Yeah.
I stuff it in Foster's mouth.
Sweet. Yeah, you guys do. You look around. You look for, like, paperwork and stuff, schematics for kind of what they plan on doing. And
do I see if, like, if anyone in Merengate has signed off on this, or is this sort of, like, conjecture without any conspiracy? I don't have, like, personal connections there, but that's where we dealt out of. And I know that my sister, like, sort of, like, massaged some people in customs, so I'm just curious to see if I know any of the names.
She's a masseuse?
So
yeah, let's call her that. A masseuse of the passage of smuggled goods.
So, guys, go ahead and give me investigation checks now that you guys are, like, really digging in here. Cool.
11.
19 on the die with +0 to investigation. 19.
Okay. Saul gives a thumbs up from the door. A thumb gun.
I flinch. Put that thing away.
Sorry.
It's just so aggressive.
It's too realistic.
It's too realistic.
It shoots BBs.
You look through. You don't recognize the names for Frostwind North because you live in a little bit of a remote village, Calder. So you don't think that anyone approving this would need to be from where you are. This would probably be dealing with Frostwind. You do see that these are all, like, prospective deals and stuff. There are, like, memos and stuff with people who are trying to get laws passed and stuff like this. None of this has happened yet. Mm-hmm. You don't really recognize the names in Frostwind. You know it's not any of the monarchy or something. It has not gone, you know, official yet. Irondeep, you do recognize amongst the names. Bronzebeard Industries is on there as one of the possible, like, influencers that can help them convince them to build an area out there. And you recognize, amongst the paperwork with the Merengate stuff, you recognize the name Tavister. And that was the last name of one of the crime families that did help your family, Callie, with, like, the with smuggling stuff from the Feywild. There's a Feywild gate in Merengate, there are essentially, like, customs officers that make sure you're not bringing in insane magic items that are going to destroy the material plane. But you guys would be able to, like, kind of massage their pockets and get in.
Interesting. Hmm. This is shady dealings.
Yeah.
Should we mark it up so that these blueprints are unflyable?
Oh, interesting.
Just proportions that could never be airborne. Yeah,
these will never pass inspection.
Maybe we just pocket it and bring it to Mark Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys grab a bunch of the paperwork.
All right, let's keep on climbing.
Yeah, you guys meet back up with Saul.
Detectives, as you'll see, I cordoned off the area with some yellow yarn.
Good.
We all good here?
We're all good. We're out.
All right.
The 54th floor, go ahead and give me a, encounter check.
8.
A lot of 8s.
8 is, of course, a
houndless enforcer.
An 8 is indeed a houndless enforcer.
All right.
I will just try to stealth again.
Cool. Yeah. Give me a stealth check.
Only 16.
Okay.
22.
Callie, you are first to act. You do see that this enforcer looks up. Intruder, alert. Intruder, alert. I don't need a dog. Divine people. Intruder.
So he's clocked me?
Yeah, you are first to act.
I'm inspired by Saul's movement, so I run downstairs.
And I hold like a bonus action to, as soon as he turns the corner to see me, I'll face step back up.
That's pretty fucking good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's all by the book. I can't really stop that. So runs down, is chasing you, and you disappear and end up higher up on the staircase. You guys got to get motoring now because these dudes are behind you. You hear clanking of metal feet all in the stairwell.
Move, move, move.
Yep. Can I also have dropped some marbles down?
No. Go ahead.
Special Feywide.
Oh, and not to make him fall, to make it sound like there's motion. Okay, let's go on.
Go ahead and give me an encounter check for the 55th floor.
Here we go. Rolling the biggest dice I have. 11?
11 is nothing. You're great.
Great.
So,
very good.
No dogs at all?
You guys
no one that wants a dog?
Are running up. You hear the clanking of boots behind you, of clockwork boots. You guys get up to the 56th floor, which is where Beatrix is said to be. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me encounter checks here.
All right, Calder, that's you.
That's a 3.
3.
Okay. Oh no.
Once again, you see a clockwork enforcer and a hound. I'll say that you know Beatrix is here. So once again, you see another door that's kicked off its hinges. You hear them coming from up the stairs. Oh, like they're coming down on their watch.
Can I do a perception check to see who rescued who?
Yeah.
That's a 5.
You can't tell.
Wow. They love each other that
really
much.
Really happy. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Okay. I can't do my move that I just did again.
That's okay.
I don't know. We've been running for these things for a long time. Maybe just kick some ass.
Can I just press the digitation to turn off the lights to give us like advantage on stealth?
Oh.
Because I mean, technically press the digitation is like you can snuff out a candle, but I'm assuming that.
Yeah, these are like arcane lanterns. So yeah, there is like a flame nearby that is being caused by this like magic spell. So you're going to make it go out?
Yeah, would it
help us? You make it go out.
Yeah.
As it goes out, you see that the enforcer and the dog go over to investigate it. Guys, everybody give me stealth checks with advantage.
Nice.
I'm still invisible.
Thank God for advantage.
27.
Okay.
14.
14?
Thank God for advantage and a 14.
Well, we don't know what the other one was.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it was.
Yeah, I do. I know.
With a 14, Saul, you do see that you are clocked. Callie, you were first act.
I know that Potato is like the trickiest person I've ever fought alongside, other than Doug. And so I just beat feet.
Sweet. You run into the hallway ahead. That is...
Although on my way, I will look back at Potato and and I just say, if you feel invisible, they'll believe you're invisible. That's what happens with me and Glenn. And then I run upstairs.
You hear Albin over the earpiece. Oh my God, what?
Yeah, Saul turns his head and says, what?
It's a process.
And you have a bardic inspiration.
That's good. Is it my turn?
No.
Okay.
That is the dog's turn.
Oh.
You see the dog rushes over to Saul and is going to first do a tripping tongue.
What? That's not cute.
Sounded kind of cute. That's a 19 to hit.
That's my AC exactly.
Okay. 15 damage, Saul. Okay. Go ahead and give me a strength saving throw.
Oh.
Oh, it's like that.
It's like that, huh? My gauntlets are up, so I believe I can use my wisdom score for this, which is nice. 14?
That passes. So it starts to trip you. You see this mechanical tongue comes out, wraps around your foot, pulls you towards it. You're able to stay on your feet. You drag your back foot behind you to keep standing.
Excuse me. Hey, put a leash on your dog. Excuse me. There are leash laws
here. I would never do that.
Excuse me.
I would never, ever do that. Dog is going to take a second attack, a bite attack.
This is a federal building.
That's 22 to hit.
Okay, that does hit.
17 damage on the second attack.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Saul feels that through his very flimsy fake armor.
Saul, that's your turn.
Okay. Saul just holds out his arms and lets the dog bite into him. And as the dog makes contact, he's going to use Thunder Wave.
Okay, sick. Makes a con save?
Yes.
Does that push them? Because maybe they'll get pushed down the stairs.
It does. It's a 10-foot push if they fail.
There we go.
That is a 18 for the dog.
Okay. That passes.
And a 12 for the enforcer.
Fails for the enforcer.
Okay.
That's 8 damage to the Enforcer, and I would like to hide myself in the smoldering wreckage of their clearly dead corpse.
The Enforcer looks fine.
Uh-huh.
Ah, that kind of hurt. Intruder.
Wow, what great guard dog you got there.
Thanks.
Okay, so the Enforcer is pushed 10 feet back.
Okay, I'll have it do a deck save to see, because there's stairs everywhere.
Okay.
21.
Oh my gosh. You grabbed that handrail so hard.
Thank God we have these things.
In that case, I use my action for Thunderwave, so I'm going to do a bonus action flurry of blows on the dog, because I feel like they have an emotional attachment.
Sweet. Are you trying to hurt me?
I'm trying to hurt the person closest to you. I hate dogs. Saul hates dogs. Saul the character hates dogs.
Golden hoop.
25 to hit this dog.
That'll do it. Yeah, you just start beating the shit out of this robot dog. What are you doing?
That's 5 damage.
Okay. Dog looks fine.
I'll take my second attack. This is flurry of blows. That's going to be 23 to hit.
Hits.
Okay. And that's another 5 damage.
Okay. All right. Starting to chip away.
Cool. And that's all I got.
Sweet. Calder, that's your turn. You're invisible. You get advantage if you attack somebody.
Yeah. Great.
On the first attack.
I'm not going to hit the dog.
Okay. Bold move.
The enforcer.
Okay.
That is a 26.
Hits.
15 damage. So my second attack is without advantage.
Without advantage, yeah. You appear from invisible, swinging the sword down. Intruders. 2 intruders.
I'm just telling you to leash your dog.
You are still intruding.
The second attack is only a 12.
Misses. Blocks. I'm offended by you. After Calder, that is the Enforcer's turn. The Enforcer will take a crack at Calder. First attack, totally misses. That's a 9 to hit.
Then I will riposte, which is a little ability that I have. When somebody misses me, I can attack them with a melee attack.
Yeah, this Enforcer has an axe, swings down. You swoop out of the way and stab.
And I did crit.
Sick.
Yes!
20 damage.
This thing's looking messed up. You see the bot starts sparking. I have a cat, security cat, dog. I'm close. Who adopted who? I adopted, the dog adopted me. I adopted a cat. Intruder, I'm the intruder.
You have to leave.
After the enforcer, I'll say you hear Ma Goblin in your ear go, I'm seeing some security alerts near you. I'm going to go ahead and try to shut down as many as I can. She's going to go ahead and make a hacking check. You hear the stomping from downstairs of the dudes who you guys had ran past, who had spotted you, stop running.
Oh, great.
There's basically a different sensor for like immediate threat versus like general threat in the area. Look around.
Oh, that's great.
She can like knock off things like something trying to tap into the sort of the main system.
Oh, mob is good.
I touched the huge gauge in my ear. And I say, thank you, Mom.
Under and in. Over and out.
Under and in, over and out.
That's back up to Callie.
Great.
Okay.
So Callie, I'll say you had just ducked in this doorway, kind of waiting for these guys.
But we're doing this, so I want to go after the Enforcer.
Sweet. Enforcer's looking pretty messed up. I adopted the dog. I got the dog from a robot breeder.
Because of my stealth, can I attack with
advantage? Advantage. Doesn't know you're there.
Nice.
It's a 5 and a 3. I absolutely missed.
Jesus. This thing only has 14 AC. But
oh, really? So the 5 would be 14 because I have a plus 9 being a dueler.
Yeah!
Don't hesitate. It's not a real dog.
Okay. I'm going to use my last bardic.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Can I do a mobile flourish? So I'm going to push him 5 plus the number I rolled feet.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So 20 damage and...
This thing looks super hurt.
I push him 10 feet.
Okay. 10 feet. He'll do a dex save to not fall down the stairs. Passes 19.
Come on.
You gotta try.
There's so many marbles on the floor. How is he avoiding those?
If only Murph let me throw my marbles down the stairs.
There are marbles down there.
That is the dog's turn. Dog's gonna keep biting at Saul.
Ah!
First with the tongue attack. Only a 16 hit. Misses.
Misses.
Takes a bite. 23 to hit.
That does hit.
Uh-oh. Protection!
Oh!
I threw out my umbrella.
All right,
you
again.
Don't ever go after potato.
19.
That's
on the
gonna be a potato.
Thank you so much, Clinifer, but that still hits.
Okay. Oh no!
19 exactly.
I don't see that it failed because the umbrella's out, so I just think I saved your
rolled
life.
Rolled very poorly though. Bites you for 8 damage.
Still up.
That is Saul's turn.
Okay.
Rough.
Don't give me that. Just don't, you know, I see.
Bark.
I see you trying to make those nice puppy dog eyes at me.
Bark.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Saul.
Who adopted who? You did? I did.
This is the problem with dog owners. They're just so dependent upon their creatures. Yeah, Saul's just going to keep wailing on the dog, I think.
Cool. The phrase wailing on a dog is great.
Doug, he's really going after this dog. Mm-hmm. We need
anyone
to have
listening
talk about this.
To this show for the first time, this is par for the course.
Yeah. Saul thinks back to like the entire summer at the water park where a dog just like dragged him around like a toy.
Just a dog kid.
Adopt this. Oh yeah, it was actually it was absolutely
was
a dog kid, yeah. Okay, that is going to be 23.
Hits.
Great.
You punch this dog right in the face.
That's my third one.
Jesus Christ.
On the D6.
That's so brutal.
Okay, that's going to be 5 damage.
Cool.
I'll take my
you
second
see,
attack.
Saul just keeps punching this metal thing in the face, and just
maybe.
You hear a loud clank as he bruises his knuckles.
Maybe deep down inside you don't want to hurt the dog.
It hurts when you grab my neck, dog.
Doug.
Wait, no.
Yeah. Name was also Doug.
There's a lot of dogs.
You named your dog Doug.
All right, second attack. Here we go. That's going to be a 22.
Hits.
Great. That's going to be 7 damage.
7 damage?
Yeah.
Staying still standing?
Still standing,
but
okay.
Starting to smoke and glitch. Meow, meow.
Oh, save it.
Not helping your case. There was a cat that was very mean to me at the water park as well.
Calder, that's your turn.
I'm going to use a bonus action.
Flurry Blows?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Just a regular attack. I'm going to save some key points. Okay. I don't know what's coming up. That is going to be 13?
13 hits.
Okay. There we go. That's going to be 9 damage.
Those monk numbers add up.
Chipping away.
This thing's looking messed up, but it's still up. Calder, that's your turn.
All right. The enforcer's still around, right?
Correct.
Cool. You should leave your dog at home. This is what happens.
I don't have a dog. I don't like dogs. I love dogs. Who adopted who? You adopted me? Dad?
I am going to put you out of your misery. I'll take my 2 attacks. That's a 23 and a 13.
The 23 hits.
The 23 hits. Got it. 15 damage.
You slice through the enforcer and slice into the robo dog who looks very fucked up.
I think he adopted you. I just think that's how it works.
Head on the ground. I adopted me.
You're free. Run. Go, boy.
Rolls off.
Go on, get.
That is Callie's turn.
Okay.
This dog is smoking and absolutely so fucked up.
I stand behind Saul, aka Potato, to attack the dog, but make it look like Saul's doing it. I can't have this on my conscience.
Yeah, you hear Albin in your ear go, "We finally got video up. Let's see what's going on out there."
That's
going
to be another 3.
A 3?
Two, yeah, a 3, which becomes a 12.
12 hits.
I was almost relieved.
Callie's about to put this dog down.
Oh.
Take that, Doug Boat. That was his full name. It was Doug Boat.
That's 11 damage to the dog.
Callie, do a deception check to make it look like it was Saul. Well,
if it helps, Glennifer is the one killing this dog.
Deception to make it look like Saul is doing it instead of me. 11.
11.
Amazing job, Callie. You killed the hell out of that dog.
Should I do it?
Glennifer killed the dog.
We Foster. Finally got video up. Oh my God, Callie, what have you done?
Foster.
Callie, that nice
Close
little robo dog.
I think I'm trying to be a friend to the animals and friends. And it's a bad first day of that intention.
See, Foster goes over and just starts pecking at the cogs.
You know what? Maybe that dog kid at the park had his own issues. Oh, no!
You guys have destroyed the security bots in this area.
Was there a dog tag on the dog?
Yeah.
What, can I take it?
Yeah.
What did it say?
0010.
0010.
That's a cute nickname.
I owe you. I wear it.
We'll never forget you, Ulo.
All right. Let's keep Ulo in our hearts and move on.
Sweet. Glennifer, thank you. Thank you for your help there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what I did was heroic. And I'm a hero.
Yeah. No matter how messy things get or how much we suck, you're always heroes to me.
I have tears streaming down my face, getting into my fake plastered smile.
I mean, that's normal for you, but I understand how you feel, and I respect it.
I killed a dog.
The marbles was a cool move.
Thank you. It's not canon.
All right. Should we go?
Yeah. So you guys see that the door on the 56th floor here has been kicked off its hinges. The bent and gnarled door has a sign on it that reads restricted. And you see beyond it is a long, dark hallway.
Oh, restricted. So we shouldn't go in, right?
Okay. I mean, can I use prestidigitation to turn on these lights?
Yeah. I'll say, Callie, as you reach your hand out and you cast a spell to like light the magic lanterns on the wall, you see that bright white arcane lanterns light up all down the hall. Do, 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 do. They all turn up. And you see that there is this like bright, bright white light in here. And you see the remains of like six security drones in here, like a bunch of bots all messed up.
What sort of ends did they meet? Do I sense the lingering of any sort of spells or weapons?
Yeah, go over and give me an investigation check.
Nice.
You walk in, you do see that there is a door at the end of the hall that looks like a reinforced iron door with like a small circular window, probably to some hidden lab or something like that, deep within the ship.
Okay, 15 investigation.
15? Looks like they were bisected by like a sword.
Okay.
Okay.
Any fallen dogs?
Robo dogs? Certainly, yeah.
Okay, let's just follow the trail of felled guards.
Great. You guys.
Yeah, should we flank up everyone back to back?
Yeah, back to back. Stealthing if we can.
Okay.
You walk down this hallway and you see that there is this iron door with a small circular window. You see a blue light beyond it.
Can we peek in the window? You said there's a window?
Alexandrite.
There's a window.
What does blue light mean?
You see, as you summon Alexandrite on this level, you see she goes, searching for information on redacted, 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 restricted area.
Thank you. I scoop her back up into my tummy button.
Like a gerbil you're putting back in its cage.
Saul, go ahead and if you want to look in the window, go ahead and give me a perception.
Calder, check. A little help.
I boost Saul.
Great.
Sorry, Skinderson.
That's a Nat Twinderson.
Okay. Saul, I'll say then the lights are off, but the entire thing glows with an eerie blue light coming from these big human-sized test tubes. This looks to be a bigger version of the lab ship that you guys were in before when they first tried to convert you guys to S-classes. Along the eastern wall, there are rows of lockers. They look like something that a coroner would have, like those drawers that keep bodies. You
the
see,
coroner armoire.
Exactly. You see that there is a figure that has rolled out one of the drawers and is hunched over one of the bodies, and they are wearing a long red cloak. And with a nat 20, you do not alert them as you, I'll say, you peek really quick, you see this person, and you get a pretty good lay of the land.
All right. Red cloak. Do I see a mask attached to the face?
Yes. With an at 20, you see that little points coming out. You see the like dragon elf masks are kind of ostentatious. Yeah. They're, like I said, they kind of almost look like masquerade masks. Okay. So you do see the points of like little horns and things coming off the sides of her eyes. You can assume this is probably Beatrix.
Okay.
But she is leaning over what you can assume. Actually, with a fucking nat 20 perception check, she's leaning over a dead body.
Can I see what sort of dead body it is? Do I like know? Do they have a mana stone in them?
You do. You see that they have a mana stone on the back of their hand. Mm. You see Beatrix's shoulders are kind of like heaving, like she's crying or something. And you can assume that this is another soldier, like another S class.
I turn to Callie and Calder and I say, I think this is a morgue for the casualties of the S class massacre.
I think we should let her have this moment.
Yeah.
Because if we interrupt her in a vulnerable moment, she'll be more defensive.
Okay, but yeah. We should like count to 10 because there's not a lot of time, right?
Yes.
I know, but interrupting someone mid-sob, I mean, I know you do it with me all the time, but I'm a different kind of breed. And I'm also at the worst spot of my life. I'm not even normally like this. But yeah, maybe we should let her.
Yeah, so I'll say that, Saul, you literally are the perfect person to look through a tiny window without anyone seeing because your eyes are literally on top of your fucking head. So just this little sphere comes up a little bit and you watch. And I'll say you even saw last time around, not only is there a body in this locker, you see that they're trying to like preserve the people who were killed. You see people with like grievous wounds.
Preserve or revivify?
Great question. And you see Beatrix is, in one moment she's kind of like crying over it. And then another moment you see she just like punches through the locker. And then you see she turns and shakes her head and then looks up at the sky and starts laughing.
Okay, that doesn't seem like a good moment to enter either. So
we're not going to have a good moment.
Yeah, ask Ma Goblin if there's any last thing she wants to say before we rendezvous with Miss Beatrix.
Can you take over the comms and like let her know we're coming in or something just to like give her an advanced warning? I just feel like us bursting down the door is just going to put her on the defensive real quick.
I think we just make a friendly little knock.
Yeah.
And we tell her we're buddies.
She knows our faces.
She's helped us before.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
I think all three of us hold up our hands to do a little.
I want to do like. Doesn't get friendlier than that.
Go ahead and give me Calder. Give me a persuasion check.
Callie and Calder.
God, I really don't.
And Saul.
Don't have good persuasion at all.
Callie can do it if you want to use just one person's persuasion.
Can I give guidance?
Yeah.
Woman to woman, let's do this. 22.
Beatrix.
Can I breathe on the window and write, sorry to interrupt?
Smart.
Wow.
So smart.
She turns and looks.
So that's how you write thieves can't.
You see a dragon elf in a red mask with arcane ruby eyes sparkling behind them. She looks at the little window that you've just fogged up. She cocks her head as she reads it. Come in.
Don't mind if we do.
We're coming in.
Coming in. I put my umbrella down, put my hands over my head.
Yeah.
I put my palms out.
Yeah. We do passive finger guns, which is open palm.
She puts her hands out and then very swiftly, she's got her sword on her back, kicks it off her back and then into her hand, and then twists with a smile and points it at you guys. Mothership scum.
We should have taken off our uniforms.
Another cadaver for the collection, perhaps.
Don't you reckon? You don't recognize us? You
have a helmet on.
I take off my helmet, smearing all my makeup.
Yeah.
We're from Ma Goblin.
Ma Goblin. I told her I didn't need any more friends. Do you see what happens to my friends?
She didn't send us as friends. She sent us as backup.
Well, yeah, we're not friends. We're just folks who have the same mission as you.
Right.
Oh, you have the same mission as me.
Common goals.
Do you?
Yeah, not from the same place, but the same end goal. Yeah, ultimately. Yeah. You're about to laugh at me again.
To destroy.
Oh. Yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone? Define
in
that.
The mothership.
No.
In the Order of the Emerald Scale, everyone involved in this wretched conflict.
Oh.
The Emerald Scale.
I don't
scale.
Even know what that one is.
That's Glenn's.
Who did you say?
Glenn. He's a man who ripped my heart out in shreds on you.
I know who Glenfear Gladewin is. You see, in a flash, whoosh, she's right up in your face. Are you a friend to Glenfear Gladewin?
No, if anything, I was a fucking toy.
We can vouch for her. We've heard the story many times.
It's so fucked up.
It is fucked up.
It's really shitty.
Look, let's just put everything on the table. We are here with the express purpose of getting rid of the S-Class transformation program. That is what we're here to do. That is what Mark Goblin has tasked us with, and we are the ones who almost got turned. We were in tubes. We saw you from those tubes.
My tube friends, I recognize your eyes.
Tube friends. Totally tubular. I do the shaka.
I do a hang loose, but the wrong direction.
Explain.
It looks like a little baby Yoda.
Who is that?
It's from a graphic novel.
A cool little green guy. Not me. Another cool little green
guy. I hate little green guys.
Okay, well.
Wow.
We're here because of you. You spared us in those tubes. And ever since that moment, we've realized how terrible everything is. How bad Mothership is. How awful and rotten this entire bubble can be. And we're trying to fix it. We're trying to help.
I can't help it. Why do you want to destroy the Emerald Scale?
Because they killed my dragon. I am the last of the Ruby Scale. I joined Mothership to get revenge. And all I got were more enemies. What is your relationship with the Emerald Scale?
I met them at a very vulnerable time in my life. And it was convenient for them, and not so much for me.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check with advantage.
19.
She nods, and she seems like she can relate to that.
We trusted them, but some there wish to rule the living wood.
How did they kill your dragon?
Treachery. Laverick's was her name. She was wise and merciful. It was the ladder that got her killed. She raised me and the others. We had enemies amongst the dragon elves. There are struggles for power. One of our rivals was the Order of the Sapphire Scale, the blue dragon elves.
I remember them.
Kalia. You remember the blue dragon elves dealing with the green ones, like being aligned with them. Mm. The Sapphire Scale had a blue dragon. Their dragon and ours were mortal enemies, and they attempted to destroy us. The Order of the Emerald Scale, the green dragon elves, were not even a blip on our radar. Their dragon was young, barely more than a wormling, was born on the material plane, hatched in the living wood. But they are crafty. I will give them that. They were under attack by the Sapphire Scale. They sought shelter with us, and they betrayed us. The Sapphire and the Emerald Scale.
It was a masquerade.
Indeed. Pillaged our village, destroyed Laverick's, and any faith I had in the dragon elves. And so I turned to Mothership. And you see, she motions around the room. And here, I'm not even an enemy. I'm not even an enemy force. What are we? We're lab rats.
I think that we all of us followed the false promise of Mothership and found it equally wanting.
Yeah.
But that's why we kind of want to prevent what happened to you and your friends from happening to people like us.
We don't have to be friends. We can be allies. We have a common cause, a common enemy.
We've got more than that. We've got a plan. I pull out the special jammer.
You see, she looks at it and she smiles. You see the glow of the green gem on the end of it on her face. And she goes, what do you plan on doing with that?
Because I was just going to burn this lab to the ground.
You can burn this lab to the ground. Honestly, I've seen enough of the inside of this lab to know that it needs to be burned. But we need to find the core of Alexandrite so that we can erase every mention, every concept, every coded reference to S-Class from her memory so that we can never make any more of them.
Very well, you've convinced me. I will take you to Alexandrite's core, and we will have the flames of this lab licking at our back.
Yeah. All right.
You see, she goes, you're so strong, we cannot disagree with you.
You see, as she goes to light a torch, you hear,
not so fast!
Out of three nearby test tubes, you see Stardunk, Jazzler, and Todd kick out.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, they were in the tubes?
You see Todd. They were in, like, closed-off ones that were nearby in the back of the room. You see Todd comes out and goes,
being S-Class is an honor, and you four have squandered it.
Are you S-Class or are you A-Class? I forget.
As you say that, you see Stardunk and Jazzler are looking around the room, looking kind of concerned, and you see Stardunk pulls out a transmitter, and Patina Glenbottle appears. And Stardunk looks and goes,
ma'am, we have engaged the enemy, but we're in a strange lab. It's not the one we were put under in. What's going on?
And Patina goes,
hello, everyone. Ah, finally, all of my S-classes in one room. Stardunk, dear, don't lose your composure when we're so close to victory. Remember, your objective is to secure
the mothership. I plug my ears.
No, I plug my ears.
The four of you, including Beatrix, buckle as you feel a piercing in your head, but it does not take over your body because the conversion was not successful on you guys.
Damn right.
However,
still hurt.
However, you see the fear and doubt leave Stardunk and Jazzler's bodies as they suddenly straighten up. Their eyes go cloudy and their faces are expressionless. You see the bodies in the nearby test tubes begin twitching as a bunch of these S-Class soldiers smash through. You see Beatrix looks out at them and goes, no, no! Jazzler, Stardunk drop to a knee, point at Todd, who strikes a pose in the middle.
Dedicated to our city's protection. Committed to our enemy's detection. Go, go, Team Tection. Tect and serve.
Yo, not the moment, guys. Not the moment.
And that's where we'll end our session.
Oh, come on.
What?
I have 4 HP.
Oh my God.
I should have drank
I have a 3
potion.
Spells left.
Oh, boy,
well,
oh boy.
You guys have Beatrix here, so.
We do have Beatrix. That's
how
nice.
Many goddamn S-Class are in this?
Well, they are like zombies. Some of them are like, you know, cut in half. So
all the true. Team Tection cut in half zombie S classes.
There you go.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. But you got Beatrix on your side.
You got
Beatrix. Kind of zipping around the room.
I'll just do help actions for Beatrix the whole time.
Well, that's not going to work. Yeah. Sweet, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. You can head on over to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD to
Looking
listen to our after show.
I want to unpack the dog stuff. For sure.
That's a really good call. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
Well, I've been reading a book called The Goblin Emperor. It's kind of like a regency that takes place in the Unseelie court. It's like very, very much courtly drama, but it's reminds me of Daughter of the Empire, of like a person thrust into a position of leadership and fumbling their way through. But I've just been enjoying it. I've been listening to it.
Sick stuff.
I think it's called The Goblin Emperor.
That Beautiful. Sounds incredible. That sounds very nice. I'll quickly plug Carpenter Brute. That's a band you can listen to. They're really cool. They are basically like Gunship, which you plugged a while back, but like kind of a little more like heavy metal version of Gunship. Mm. So like real fun if you're just trying to work or work out. But I've also got some P.O. Box plugs if y'all are into that idea.
Yes.
Sam R. and Ashley L. sent Emily a copy of their new book, An Ember in the Dark. Oh, as well as a tarot reading and some other goodies.
Yes, they gave me the Strength card.
Ooh, sick haul.
Very cool.
Very nice. You're bound to that card. Let's see. Christopher J. Pebblepot sent us 3 cans of G Fuel Sonic Peach Rings.
Oh, God.
We're all drinking them now, and unfortunately, there's only 2 bathrooms here. Thank you, Christopher. John B. sent us maple syrup they made, along with their friend Glenn. Hey.
Hey.
I don't know what this Glen's up to, but they make good maple syrup, so we're going to give them a pass.
Oh, the maple syrup is so good. I put it into my matchas in the morning. Oh. And then also drizzle it on my like chia seed porridge. It's so good.
That sounds delicious. Oh my gosh, you're living a syrup life.
Yeah.
Parker M. sent us a copy of their thesis about the effect of temperature changes on the yeast growth during the fermentation of beer.
Very cool. Mac would be proud.
It is a thick document, but yes, it is. You basically have like crafted a thesis about the magic of making beer. So you are an honorary beer druid, beer cleric. Justin N, aka Brother Turkish Stone Hunter. And also, just want to give a special shout out to Ryan S, who is included in their note. They wanted to say thank you to Justin for getting them into NADPOD, and thank you, friend, for preaching our gospel. Inez H sent us some nice possum facts. Adam G sent us a lovely Calvin and Hobbes themed postcard from Japan. Happy New Year, Adam. So thank you again, Parker, for that cool document. We're excited to read it and then, of course, do a peer review and decide whether or not you will be awarded your doctorate. So look forward to that. And thank you to everyone that sent us stuff in the P.O. Box, 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California.
Sweet. Anything, Jake?
I'll plug my mom's book.
Oh.
Plug in the media. Check out Disappear Home. It's a YA novel. I think it's on Amazon. Disappear Home.
Check it out. We got some live shows coming up. Nadpod.com/live. We're coming to LA. We're coming to Portland. We got stuff.
And
coming.
Vancouver. Yeah. Not a lot of tickets left for Vancouver.
That's right.
Whoa. Very
true. Get those fast.
Please check that out. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at CH Murphy's Me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at AXR's Emily, and at Jake Ertz's Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
Okay. It's time to thank our benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, QC, later McSkater, Matt M, Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Jill and Tucker, who want to help Jake move out, Dungeon Mama, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Scott D, Danny P, Michael McD, Vincent W, Miss Tur Cole, Victor T, Balnor's Boy Forever, Dominic Person, Andrew B, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJ M, Elena M, Trele the Cray Fay, Jared E, Christopher B, Damiel R, Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, Buff Danny Elfman, very nice, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, lots of L's, Nicholas C, Thaddeus Thunderous Turtle, Samuel B, Mike H, Martin P, Matthew E, Colton B, Way Cooler Than Angry Wheat, Adam G, Tyler F, Knee Badger, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, Captain Sigil, Diana, CC Lulu, Michelle O, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, of course, Timmy R, Crocaholic, Lucas B, Rayco, It's Kevin, Calder's Cold Come, Can't Stop Me. Here they are. New York, Cass Skateboard Cass, Stephen C, Michael M, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Nara, Wit and Whimsy, Jake L, Nick W, Brave the Badger, Esme M, Mutton, the mad druid, a has-been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorphed sheep for 3 weeks. Foster, the original boneless duck, Veronica P, Aaron, the asshole ranger, Reza G, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Giant Monsters on the Horizon, Burly T, Percival Fredrickson, Von Mussel, Klowowski, De Rolo, III, Christian A, Olivia K, J, Dragonborn, Joe Rowe, the Inapropo, Cody B, Liam D, the Sandrean, Ben A, Feldonis, John III, Dave H, Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Rebecca G, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's Assistant, Izzy F, The Time Walker, Blair the Bug Blair, Bar Blarian, Cat C, Kelsey J, Pork Chop, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, a.k.a. Valacy Raptor, Minette the Magnificent Magikarp, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Amber W, Joshua D, the Bone Duster, the Charming Fluff, Robert Crisp, Master Brentley, Telekitty Creations, the official NADPOD, and my personal favorite illustrator, Ploops, Carly A, Addy K, Amber, Lori P, hashtag end Calder's cold come, hashtag rise against the snowy spunk, Spam Gaming, the not so skits. Well, actually, whoa, update. Spam Gaming, the submarine sailor who saw the eagle. There we go. Grant L, Connor Savage, Christopher J, Pebblepot, Logan S, Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Remington CD, Amber Dextrious, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T, Jack H, King of the Mole City under Iron Deep, Afrex, hashtag no censorship, hashtag pro CCC. I think I know what that stands for. Garble the Moist, Juicy Kiwi, Singing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds in D minor, Champ Wild, Valen, Sprite Pepsi, Carlin C, Louis is your centaur dad, Armadon the Only, Emily S, Harry C, Chloe L, Noah the Bagel of All Things, Estelle, Iowa Theodiger, nailed it, I'm sure. Conflicted DM, Justin, LB, Torley, Skirmisher, Dandy, Ian D, Bunny, hashtag Claudius did nothing wrong, hashtag Frog Pal sucks, Marcos P, Pup Kalish, Learns the Balance, Druid, Dakota JP, Frida M, Pagos, the self-proclaimed Bay Prince, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Friar Frizzit, Andy E, Holly H, Anthony A, Kristen Z, Leah C, Paige H, Ryan Urfey fully supports Calder's cold come, hashtag CCC for life, life spelled with a Y, of course. Kristen with a K, Cal just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes the whole thing, yes every time, Neos the novice monster hunter, my new friend Simon, who I met last night in Dreamland, he was a little sad at first, he seemed to think we'd met before, interesting, Morgan M, a peeing sticker, Stephen E, Mr. Adams, Meg the mail carrier of Bohemia, James F, Jimmy A, hi man, yeah that's me, Cap'n Cappy, M4L, the Dragon Ambassador, Wayfarer, Inventor of the SS Storm Bjorn, Andrew B, Dalton B, Cope Fresh, Barpo, Good Barrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Tari, Rhymes with Jabari, Welshlander, Garrett G, One Big Curd, Eric M, Mr. D, John P, Mr. Silly Head, Monster Captain Renee S, Cameron C, Hope's Dagger's the only dagger of Hope's. Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of Hope. Nailed it on the third or fourth try. Olivia, the enchanting bard who will totally be making money off the duck team, Tales with an on-the-go, all the stops show. Blue Slade, Michelle R, Albin's Alabaster Aftermath, hashtag worth $200. Solemn Sticky Sauce, hashtag CCC double down. Calliope's Cumulo Cum Blast, hashtag CCC forever. Riley S, Sir Sig 93, FICO, Melvin the Moontan, of course. No one is cooler than Angry Wheat, especially not the front half of a horse costume. Arusha, an anachronistic enigma, of course. The game itself, and lastly, and easily, Emily. Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.